Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Dave Archer for stopping by. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, getting ready for tonight's Kennesaw State action. They're taking on UTEP 8 o'clock tonight. They are 3-0 in the conference, guys. First place in Conference USA. And Coach came by. If you missed that interview, Jerry Mack stopped by talking about his team. We got some more college football to talk about right now. We will get back into the Falcons. I know some people, Mike, in talking about our Dave Archer interview and saying, hey, Arch is giving you a side of this that Mike and I are not presenting. And that's why we wanted to bring him on. We want to give you all the angles. It doesn't change my opinion about what I think about what's going on with this football team. But to hear Arch talk about all these things and it takes to get these plays right and to get this offense clicking and moving in the right direction, he's not telling you anything wrong. The problem is many of you don't have the confidence and that they're going to be able to fix it.
Well, that's the thing. To have Coach Raheem Morris basically say we got out physical 2 weeks in a row, so how do you fix that? So you just punch the Falcons in the mouth and we wilt? See, that's the thing. And Arch did talk about, you know, the counter and having a counter punch. And some of this, again, has got to be about execution. You know, and right now the offensive line's not executing. I still don't like the way Zach Robinson calls a game, but Arch gave you what he's trying to do when it's not working because the players aren't executing.
No doubt. More on that coming up. Right now, we got to talk some dogs. Connor Riley is here from Dog Nation. Connor, week off. Tell us what's been going on with the Dogs as we get ready to take on Florida. The Dogs, by the way, are a 7.5-point favorite against Florida. Mike, I thought this number, and we're getting Connor on here in a second, but I thought this number might be bigger based on the Billy Napier firing.
Right. Lagway had the Dogs on the ropes when he went out with the injury last year in the cocktail party. And then, of course, you know, they've got a really physical defense. You've seen their defense on display at times against LSU, and their offense couldn't move the ball, too many turnovers when they beat Texas. So this is still a really rough and tumble, you know, star-laden guys that will play in the NFL defense for Florida, despite the fact that Billy Napier's lost his job. So now they've had 2 weeks with an interim coach. It's a bit scary on that sense. But as long as Gunnar Stockton continues to, you know, do it. Remember earlier in the year we were joking around about, I don't see it. Gunnar's doing everything. And Bobo's calling the games. He's seeing it. And now Connor Riley's ready. Let's talk about it.
Connor, appreciate your time as always. What's been going on this week as the Dogs been gearing up for Florida?
Yeah, I think with Georgia, they know that Florida's going to throw a lot of things at them this week. They know that this is a team that has nothing to lose. They've already fired and moved on from Billy Napier. The team that they respect the talent that the Gators have. They know, you know, DJ Lagway hasn't looked like it, has all the tools to hook you as an opposing quarterback. Jaden Baugh is a very talented running back. They've got a very stout defensive line, and they're pretty good on the offensive line as well. So they hear all the chatter that they need to be on upset alert for this weekend. They're well aware of what kind of challenges Florida proposes for this game. And they know, you know, like, look, it's Jacksonville. While Georgia's dominated this rivalry under Kirby Smart, they understand that weird things happen down there all the time. And so they're going to be ready entering Saturday's game.
It is our man Connor Riley, guys. K. Connor Riley from Dog Nation on Twitter. Articles every day, providing lots of content about the Dogs. So I know we've asked you before, but, you know, Lagway really had Georgia kind of struggling at times, man, making some plays. Do you think they can come up with a better mousetrap to kind of put some pressure on a Georgia defense, which we know is not elite?
Yeah, no, that's something where this defense, they know they're going to have to play better, where, you know, DJ Lagway with a big touchdown pass early in that game last year, and Ultimately, he ends up leaving in the second quarter there. And they know they've got to play well. In 4 out of 5 games this year, they've given up opening drive touchdowns in SEC games. Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Alabama all top 21 points in the first half of those games. And they know this is a Florida team. Well, they haven't played very well offensively. They know they have enough talent to scrape by and do enough to hurt Georgia on the offensive side of the ball, knowing that, like, you know, this Florida team, they're capable of winning a game in the 20s. And so this Georgia offense is going to have to match and continue to do what we saw it do against Tennessee, what we saw it do against Ole Miss. And so I think for Georgia this week, they've got to do a better job of, again, limiting explosives. That's one way that DJ Lagway was able to hurt Georgia last year. They had a 40-yard touchdown pass in that game. And I think force Florida to be consistent throughout the game, something it hasn't really done at any point this season on the offensive side of the ball.
Does their front seven scare you? Look, they got after Arch Manning. He was punished in that game. It wasn't just the sacks. They hit him numerous times. You know, we talk about these pressures. Are they going to be capable, Florida and their front seven, of doing that potentially to Georgia?
I wouldn't say scare, and I think Georgia's offensive line, for some of the health-related issues that it has had, is a good bit better than what Texas has to work with this year. But to that point, like, this Florida defensive line in particular is good enough to impact this game and make things difficult for Georgia. We know that Georgia has recruited a lot of guys on that Florida defensive line, guys they wanted to come play in Athens, and that speaks highly of the type of player that Billy Napier was able to get there in Gainesville, and they know that this isn't going to be a pushover opponent, maybe in the way that some saw Kentucky was earlier in the season. And so I think the Florida defense, again, you know, it's not going to have the day like it did against Texas. I think that was pretty much an outlier, especially compared to how Florida's defense has played throughout the rest of the season. But that game in and of itself showed that if you're a quarterback who hangs on to the football, like Gunnar Stockton has a tendency to do, you're going to take some hits. And Gunnar is not the biggest guy in the world, and he is so important to what Georgia does offensively. They're going to need him out there, and they're going to need to keep him moving. And I'll be really interested to see how aggressive Georgia chooses to be in terms of running the football, because Florida certainly has the size to knock Gunnar Stockton around a little bit.
Talking with Connor Riley, guys, about the cocktail party, or as Dr. Adams tried to change it, Carl, to the Georgia-Florida Festivus. Remember that years ago?
I do.
We're going to take the cocktail out of the cocktail party. Too much shenanigans. Get ready for Jacksonville this weekend for dog fans that are heading down. Yeah, the tight ends, is that now a shape of things to come with 2 weeks to build on the success? Because, yes, it's not Brock Bowers, but they're very athletic, and they had an impact on the Mississippi game.
I think that's one of the big changes in Georgia losing Colby Young. I think that's an area where you see Georgia sort of shift some of his targets. Now, yes, they're going to want to keep Noah Thomas involved, and I think this is a big opportunity for him. But what made Colby Young so dynamic in this Georgia offense was that a lot of times they were getting him the ball, you know, in that 6 to 10 yard range, and he was able to break a tackle and turn it a 6 yard pass into an 11 to 12 yard pass. And I think they think the tight ends can do the same. You know, again, 9 catches, 85 yards, 3 touchdowns against Ole Miss. You know, 3 touchdowns, you know, that's hard to replicate. But those first two numbers, 9 catches and 85 yards, that feels like something that Lawson Lucky and Oscar Delp can do on a consistent basis. And they're capable. We've seen in flashes this year of making plays like that. I think the challenge now for those tight ends in particular is making that a consistent part of the offense, because, again, they're going to have to replace Colby Young. And that is not an insignificant loss. He was a very important part of what they wanted to do. But I do think that that Ole Miss game, especially on the fly, showed that Georgia was able to adapt. And now with some more time to put things in and work on them further, you feel better about what these tight ends might be able to give you on a more consistent basis this season.
Connor, has your opinion changed about this team being a national championship caliber team after the Ole Miss win?
No, I still don't see them as a national title winner, but I'm willing to use the fact that, like, my version of a national title winner looks like the 2021 Georgia team, looks like the 2022 Georgia team. And the reality is, you know, the 2024 Ohio State team showed you, like, you don't need to be great every week. You just need to find a way to win the games you're supposed to and have everything come together for you. That's what happened for Ohio State last year in the college football playoff. They had more than enough requisite talent. And I think the important thing for Georgia is to be healthy at the right time of the year. That was something they were not a season ago. And then get into the college football playoffs. So they're going to have to keep winning games in the month of November to get there. I do think that this is a team that is good enough to get into the college football playoff. I think they're going to ultimately do that. And then I think once you get there, again, it just comes down to matchups and can you navigate the injury situation. Ohio State did that better than anyone last year. That's why they were able to win a national championship. And so in that sense, could Georgia do the same thing? Yes. But with the issues and flaws that I've seen with Georgia right now, they just don't feel like a national championship team. But maybe the goal going forward in the sport is to not feel like a national championship team in October and feel like it in December and January.
I guess the only other caveat would be maybe somebody you felt was better than you gets knocked out, you know, inexplicably. You know, maybe, I don't know who you feel is better right now, Ohio State. I mean, Georgia versus Indiana, I mean, that's a really good Indiana defense, and they score points, obviously in a crazy clip. But like I said, we'll just let it play out. But I'm kind of leaning with Connor, although you do feel a little bit better after that effort against Ole Miss. Connor, speaking of Ole Miss, is Lane Kiffin going to stay there? I don't know if your contacts around the SEC have any vibe. Some amazing openings. LSU, I mean, everybody's going to be throwing tons of money, or does Ole Miss cough it up and keep Lane?
You know, I don't think money would be the reason that Lane stays at Ole Miss. I think that, you know, LSU, it's not like LSU is going to go out there and offer to pay him $15 million a year, whereas Ole Miss would say only offer him $10 million. I think that if you were to make the jump to LSU, it would be for the opportunity there. The three coaches before Brian Kelly all won national titles at LSU. And so I think that that would maybe be something that incentivizes Lane Kiffin to make the jump. I do think there is a difference in the quality of job from LSU to Florida, and that is why I am maybe more willing to consider that Lane would leave Ole Miss for LSU than necessarily Florida at this point in time. But the fact that you have two of those jobs open, Florida's the only SEC school in the state of Florida, I think that matters. I think that has some sway. You've already got an Arkansas job open. You know, we'll see how this LSU job opening impacts the way things go for Auburn, because I think right now, if you're ranking LSU, Florida, and Auburn, Auburn is the clear third-best job there, so you're probably not getting the same level of candidate. And, you know, I think Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri would be a great candidate for Florida, and so that maybe potentially opens up another job there, and you've got to wonder about what Clark Lee and Vanderbilt are going to do. There was no coaching turnover last year in the SEC. All 16 coaches came back for this year. I could see a world where you get up to five, maybe even six coaching job changes and getting close to half this league changing. That's before, you know, we see what happens with Steve Sarkisian and that report that he's maybe interested in going to the NFL. So a lot of turnover coming in the SEC this year.
Kirby Smart was asked about what happened at LSU with Brian Kelly. One of the quotes was, "I coach at LSU. A guy once told me that office you're in, it's not your office. You're borrowing it." And so Kirby described the fact that there is pressure at LSU, and he understands that, to win. Were you surprised by anything he said about Brian Kelly?
No, and you know, Kirby and Brian Kelly were not particularly close. They didn't overlap a ton. They only played once when Kelly was at LSU. Came back in 2022, Kelly's first year there in the SEC championship game. But, you know, Kirby understands this. It seems like every week now he's getting asked about an SEC coach, you know, losing their job. It happened earlier this year with Sam Pittman at Arkansas. That happened during the bye week with Billy Napier. You know, if Hugh Freeze were to lose his job, I'm sure Kirby would ask about that once again. I think that this is an example where last year you didn't see a lot of coaching movement, I think in large part because of the house settlement and the money that would be tied up with that. And now this year you see James Franklin, $48 million buyout. Penn State doesn't care. He's gone. LSU, Brian Kelly, $53 million buyout. Doesn't matter. He's gone. I think teams understand right now that the price to win is so high and the need to get there is so fast that they're willing to cut their bait and cut their losses if they feel the guy there in charge isn't leading them to a national championship. So, you know, and you wonder, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, if Kirby, you know, 2020 were in the atmosphere we were in now, if people were wondering the same thing about Kirby Smart when he had the 2020 season, which admittedly was pretty disappointing when they made 8-2. And then the next year, you know, Georgia goes and wins a national title. And so it sort of just speaks to how quickly things move in college football these days. And Kirby understands that better than anyone. And that's why I don't think he's surprised to see what this sport has become.
What happens Saturday? Dogs win or do they dominate?
I'm closer to saying they dominate. I think that again, Florida's going to come out. They're going to throw a lot at them. But yeah, I think of the old Mike Tyson phase. You know, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. And right. I think that this is a game where Georgia's going to want to come out, and they're going to want to play well early. And they've wanted to do that for a while, and they haven't. But I think that this is a game where they can go out there and do that. And I really wonder, you know, what Florida's will to compete in a four-quarter game will be like. Where that's where Georgia has excelled this season. They feel very comfortable playing in a four-quarter game. And Florida just really hasn't. And so this is a game that I think where Georgia hangs with Florida a little bit early and I think really pulls away from them in the second half, because I think that's one of the biggest separators between Georgia and Florida, and it speaks to the culture that Kirby Smart has been able to build at Georgia and where I think Billy Napier failed at Florida.
Wow. You don't think Billy Gonzalez has a magic up his sleeve, Carl? Go win one for Coach Napier.
I kind of agree with Connor on this. I mean, look, the Ole Miss win and come from behind victory gave you a lot of confidence going into the bye week. You've had all week to prepare. I'm with you. I think the dogs are rolling right now. The next test for me, Connor, is going to be Texas, and I don't know what that it's going to look like. If Arch is concussed and not able to be, you know, 100%, we're going to see in a few weeks.
That was a hell of a gritty win against Miss State to pull that out.
It was, and he put the team on his back, but that's going to be, for me, the next big one. We'll see. Connor Riley, tell
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For people where they can find you.
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We're going to have a ton of stuff leading up to the last game in Jacksonville until 2028 between Georgia and Florida.
That's right.
Wow. That's right. Good stuff. Appreciate you, Connor. All right.
Yep.
7.5 point favorite. You on it?
I like it. I mean, but I just feel, you know, Florida, it's an emotional game. It's a rivalry game. And how does Florida maybe, you know, channel some of the emotion they're going to have? Now, Coach Napier got. Or you're right. Maybe Connor's right. They play for half and they get rolled. I'm not touching it.
No?
Not yet. I've got a game right up the street I like.
You talking about this game up the street?
You're damn right I do.
Oh, really? So now you're going to jump on Kennesaw.
Matter of fact, I'll make my pronouncement when we return.
All right. Fair enough. When we come back, who needs to step up for the Falcons? Who? Who?
Who's going to do it?
Who? That's what I want to know.
You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
That's what I want to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.